Joining us this morning by phone is Steve Godey. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are things up there?
Well, just chilly.
Chilly is right. Yeah, we sure have seen a change since last Monday, I'd say.
Yeah, I had a little snow at my place this weekend. So let's talk first about snow. How much? Where? Is more coming?
Yeah, well, you know, we saw a pretty potent low pressure system come through at the end of last week, producing areas of snowfall in our area. I think big falls was the biggest amount that we saw of 3+ inches. Areas north of the northwest angle, Lake of the Woods County, in southern Canada, really saw the lion's share of this event. But the wind was very steady, and you know, we look forward to another low pressure system here dipping into our area. Looking on radar now, I can see it over in Roseau, and precipitation beginning to spread eastward across the international border. Should ride right across the international border, bringing precipitation to our friends in the Arrowhead. Precipitation is going to fall mainly as rain, and then we could expect some potential snowfall for Tuesday afternoon as colder air falls in behind the low-pressure system, turning winds more from the northwest. Snow amounts along the international border and along the trail there look to be accumulating maybe 1 to 2 inches by Wednesday, midnight Wednesday morning. However, it looks like north of the border there could be a little bit more snow. So from your area back to International Falls and the northwest angle, looks like we got potential for a bit more snow by midweek. And temperatures remain cool.
Is it going to warm up? Are we going to have Indian summer?
Well, you know, I'm looking at my chart here that shows me temperatures for the next 10 days, and it looks like we're going to be sitting here in the 40s for high temperatures, and a couple dips down into the 30s, maybe cooler temperatures up on the hill, a little bit warmer by the lake, staying near freezing for a couple nights, but mostly temperatures in the 40s. But I do have good news. It looks like in the long term, when I'm looking between the 13th and the 21st, that's Saturday to Sunday, looks like our guys at the Climate Prediction Center are predicting above normal temperatures once again, with below normal precipitation.
Okay, speaking of below normal precipitation, that brings me to when you and I were talking before we went on the air, the D word, drought.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at our guidance here on what's going on with drought, and since September 18th, where they officially finally pulled us out of the drought, we've re-achieved abnormally dry conditions up in Cook and Lake County. Now, we do have one small wildfire going over just east of Snowbank Lake, small 3-acre fire. Some of this precipitation may help that. But the drought looks to be kind of reappearing. And these dry precipitation values that I have here from Graham Portage, our friends at the Ranger Station there, recorded 8 inches since July versus the normal of 10.3 inches. So since July, we're not extremely below normal, but we're kind of trending back downwards. But hopefully this precipitation along the northern tier will help alleviate that once again.
Well, okay, we are edging our way toward winter.
Indeed, sir.
Okay. We've been speaking with National Weather Service meteorologist Steve Godey. He works out of the Duluth office. Thank you so much, Steve. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Good day. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.